about to shake. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
Hey, hey, everybody, how y'all doing? Hey, hey, everybody, how y'all doing? This is Trainer Ray, Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray on another episode today on Saturday. Today I got a special treat for you. I'm going to bring in today, we're going to talk, you know, usually about fitness, but what I'm going to do is talk to the person that got all of this started as far as Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. And she I've been knowing her for some years, and she's a great person, has a good personality, and she likes to have fun and enjoy life, you know what I'm saying? Because you only get one time at life, so you got to enjoy as much as you can. So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to bring on my friend, better known as Queenie. And she's the owner of My Gospel Soul. So I'm going to be talking with her today about why she got started, what's her purpose, what she would like to do, just different questions. So anybody tune in, if you'd like to ask a question, press 1 and we'll bring you in. And here's Queenie coming in to talk to y'all today. Hey, Queenie.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What's going down?
Oh, nothing, man. Look, out here trying to garage sale and thrift store sale and, man, barbecuing in the backyard, all kinds of stuff going on.
Sure. Man, look here, I ain't mad at you, but that's just like selling drugs, having a beauty shop and babysitting at the same time. Police don't know when to kick the door in.
Man, I'm so excited to be on the show with you today. This is awesome.
That's a good thing. What I wanted to do today, you know, bring you in and let everybody know about My Gospel Soul. Want to know why you got started with My Gospel Soul, you know what I'm saying? What brought you to the point of knowing or wanting to start My Gospel Soul?
Well, I, and people, when I say this is the honest to goodness truth. I used to always dream about going to see Oprah Winfrey, right? I used to say, okay, I want to go see Oprah Winfrey. I want to meet her. And one night I had a dream that I was sitting outside of Harpo Studios, and I was waiting in line, and then the next part of the dream, they had me in makeup, getting me ready to go on the show. And at first, I interpreted the dream as though I was going to see Oprah. But then the second dream I had a couple of nights later, I had my own show. So I knew that it was coming. I thought it was going to be TV, but then somebody introduced me to podcasting. And it's just been a ride ever since.
That's a good thing, you know, because getting started with something somewhere is always a positive thing because it can always turn into a lot better.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely.
So now being that you have My Gospel Soul up and running, doing pretty good. What is your goal? What are you shooting for?
Well, I'm shooting for My Gospel Soul to be a radio show. We're a podcast right now, and a radio network on some networks, but I want us to be an independent radio show production company as well, television as well. I'm looking into a whole lot of different things that I want My Gospel Soul to spread out to, and want to get everybody that is with my My Doctor Soul family. Train Ray. We got 219 to talk. We got JD's Man Cave, Sisters United, and just started another show on the network called 5926 Central. And that's with me and my sisters, my biological sisters. It is a crazy ride, too. But getting all of my shows to allocated and then and established and then shooting for the next level, which is radio, and the next level, which is TV. So just, going higher and higher.
Okay, kind of give me a quick overview of what each show represents as far as 219 The Talk, JD's Man Cave, you know.
I believe that My Gospel Soul, like the name, it says My Gospel Soul. A lot of people think that means gospel as in Jesus Christ and spreading the good news. But it really covers everything. Gospel is the truth. You see what I'm saying? So My Gospel Soul is everybody's voice. Our slogan is stay true to your gospel soul, right? So what it's saying is always tell the truth. Be who you are, let your personality shine, and you'll find out that there is an audience for each one of our personalities. Sometimes when we, and I found out when I was growing up, a lot of people, they want you to hush, be quiet, and all of this. So I had to get from around a whole lot of people that I was familiar with and get around other folks, and folks really want to hear what I had to say. So that's what My Doctor Soul is giving a platform, for us to share diverse content, issues, opinions, advice that'll help somebody, that'll make somebody laugh, that'll bring them out of a place of depression, that'll help motivate them to get educated. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, JD's Man Cave, quick overview. What is it based off of?
JD's Man Cave. Oh, my Lord. JD's Man Cave is a man's show. You know how they say it's a man's man? This is a man's show.
A man's
when
world.
I produce, I'm going to tell you, when I produce this show, I have to mind my business. Because these men get to talking, and I promise you, I want to say something, but it's a man's show, so it's like their opinion, their view, their issues, what men are going through, what they face as black men, you get what I'm saying? When it comes to the black family, they talk about a woman can't raise a man, and some of them feel like a woman can raise a man. It's just so many different views from men on different topics that you don't normally hear them talk on. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Hey, that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing because you got a group of guys that get together and talk about different issues. But, being there's a man show, you already know it's going to be geared towards men.
Exactly.
What about your sister's show?
I have, like I said, I have Sisters United, and then I have my
Hello? Hello? Hey, look like we lost Queenie there for a second. I just want to...
Can you hear me?
Queenie, are you there? Yeah,
I
hear you.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, sorry about that. So, yeah, but I have me and my sisters on Mondays at 7. And 5926 is the address that we grew up in when we moved to Houston, Texas. And so much stuff went on at 5926. But everybody in Houston knows our family for music, knows us for cooking, because that's my maiden name, Cook. And so
we sit, we talk about real issues, we talk about stuff that we grew up knowing. You know, we stray out of the country, we country. We say gal and helper and, you know, and sucker and all that kind of stuff. So we just, it's an opportunity. And you hear us straight up disagree with each other. That's what I like about our show. Because we're not scared to say, girl, that's your opinion. But I, you know, but I believe this. We don't care to see each other, so it makes it a good show. And then the Sisters United right. show, which comes on Wednesdays, is a couple of women that I put together for diverse content as well, talking on different issues to empower women and build them up and address, just like JD's Man Cave, addressing things that, you know, we talk about men who have affairs, women and domestic violence. We even talk about going to get a mammogram. You know, we just keep it real blunt, and we try to be a support system to one another, the Sisters United.
That's a good thing. You know, we got these shows out here for people to listen to. And, you know, sometimes people are uncomfortable talking to everybody about everything. But if you got, like, a show for sisters, for brothers, that people can actually come on and talk to these people about different issues and not be worried about people being judgmental. Because a lot of times, you know, now in society, people are judgmental about a lot of things. But it's good to have these shows around.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, it's been.
What about that show?
Go ahead.
Huh? No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now, what about that show, Fitness with Trainer Ray?
Listen, I'm going to tell you, you know, I am so rebellious. Because I listen to you, you tell me what to do. We're working out. And I really wanted your show on the air because, well, on the my gospel phone network, because it's a lot of people, like you say, they'll listen to you before they listen to folks that's right around them. Because people that's right around them are a little too harsh. You know, they've been knowing them off. You know, and they just need some extra motivation. Sometimes people just want to feel like they are a part of something bigger than them, which motivates them to do more. And since I've known you, you never slack on fitness, on talking about what we're supposed to be eating, things that are toxic to the body, and you ain't scared to tell me to go to the doctor if it has nothing to do with, you know, working out. You're just a person that I feel everybody needs in their life. So I was like, what better way to share this gift to my life with everybody else? Put them on the network.
All the time. You know what I'm saying? I like to be out here. But I love, you know, being on the show, you know, and I love my gospel soul. I love the vibe that it has. I love 219 to talk. Oh, yeah, what about 219 to talk?
Oh, Lord, listen, I was hoping you skipped that one, but let me tell you why. 219 to talk is not for the faint at heart. We started off with five hosts. I believe it was five. Six. And we thought that we had a young lady. She couldn't hang because when I say my husband is off the rails, Trainer Ray, he ain't gonna tell you he off the rails, but he go there too, he's off the rails. And then we had a married couple on the show that was, you know, off the rails. So the 219 to talk is a crazy ride. I can't really put it in a category. It's more like that show that you won't play in your car all day, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I got a question for you, and it's not relating to the shows right now. I'm going to ask you a question, a personal question. What do you think about an issue I just found out about, you know, with everything going on with COVID-19 and everything, right? And, you know, I'm in Mississippi, right? And I just found out the governor just put out that if a teacher or a student get COVID-19, they don't have to be reported. What do you think about that?
Oh, Lord, I know you lying.
No.
He said that if they come up positive, they don't have to report it?
Yep. So what do you think about that issue?
Oh, my God. I mean, where are you coming from with that?
I don't know, because, you know, they started in school. You know, school started here yesterday, Thursday. And, you know,
that's dangerous.
I was like, that's crazy. Why would you send these people's kids to deal with this COVID-19, and if somebody gets sick, they don't have to report it? So now you're putting everybody else in jeopardy.
No, that's ludicrous. That is absolutely ludicrous. You know, it's a lot of, let me tell you something. This is, and you know it. You know it. I'm not telling you what you don't know. It's all about money. It's all about money.
Okay.
You know, the school system, which I need to do my research, 219 is out, but I bet if we research how much money the economy acquires from the school system, we'll find out the very reason why schools got to open them up. You know, they could have,
right. You
know, they delayed the opening here in Houston, but come, I think it's November, they'll be back in school. But October, I think, one of those. But it's all about money. It's all about money, and they will sacrifice, you know, the children. They'll do whatever they need to do, you know. And
right.
it's like we know that without the economy flowing and functioning like it's supposed to, a lot of things are going to suffer. But what's more important than human life, you know?
And then you tell a teacher,
if you get it, you don't have to report it. But how many people? You got a teacher sitting in a classroom full of kids. You understand me?
That's
the 30 kids, and not to mention the classrooms that are overloaded with children.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So I think that it is. I think people don't know what they're doing, and they just grasping at straws. They're, hey, let's do this. Let's just, everybody's scared, but everybody got to make paper. Everybody trying to keep their house, you know. Them stimulus checks and stimulus checks and unemployment checks and
right.
Not meeting the mortgages, you know, and car notes and you know, I'm seeing big business shut down behind Corona. So people are doing whatever they need to do to survive and then sacrificing lives.
You're right. Now let me ask this. Back on you. Closed door.
Okay.
What are you doing right now as far as, you know, being a pillar of the community? What are y'all doing, you know, towards the community to help with people in your community?
Well, we just recently, we usually are feeding the homeless and stuff like that. But like with Corona and the change in how we have to do things to help the community, we've come up with a toiletry pantry, where people bring me like shampoos, brooms, mops, bleach, stuff like that, toothbrushes. They drop them off at my house, and I store them, and then I help need families when they call. They fill out an application with me so I can keep up with them. And I give them a care package to go towards their household because every little bit helps. And we also just did a scholarship fundraiser for a young man that's headed off. I forget the name of the college he's headed off to. But my husband, through JD's Man Cave and My Doctor Soul Productions, we did a barbecue fundraiser and raised close to $300. And it rained, and you know it did train to rain. It came down.
Yes.
But it's like God lifted that cloud long enough for us to put something in that young man's pocket, you know, for him to take
right.
with him, you know, to start off his journey.
I was going to ask you about that because the fundraising and everything, because it had crossed my mind too, you know, about that, and I still got to send something out to you about that.
you know, I just like the fact of the stuff that you're doing for your community and for people around you to help these people get out here and understand that there are other ways to do things instead of violence or really, you know, not just sitting around not doing nothing. Because, you know, like yesterday, I went somewhere and this girl was sitting out here in front of this building with her baby on the phone. Fine. Because she said she didn't have any clothes, she didn't have any money to get something to eat, you know. So, you know, I helped her out. I helped her get something to eat, you know, to make sure she, for her and the baby, make sure they take care of, because I see people struggle, and we have to all, everybody should do it, regardless of who we are, what we're doing. If you see somebody struggling, somebody should be helping, especially within your community. And
yeah,
especially the way times are right now, where people are against blacks, you know, blacks need to start sticking together and coming together with their people,
yeah,
amongst the people, amongst themselves out here in this world, because ain't nobody going to do for us but us.
That's right. That's right. And it's crazy because if we don't realize that, it's a lot of us don't realize that, because we have been functioning for years in the mindset of I got mine, you better get yours. And we're not realizing that your getting is linked to my getting. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You shoot me in the foot, you understand me? But you're gonna need me to carry you, but you just shot me in the foot. I can't carry you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
Like we say, and this is the saying throughout all our communities all over the world of black people, the crab in the bucket mentality, you know.
Right.
A lot of us have that.
Right.
You know, a lot of us have that, you know, and I feel like we need to get an understanding of what this was. A lot of people don't like Donald Trump, but what Donald Trump did was uncover the bigotry in this world.
Right.
He put it on the forefront,
right,
and he put it out there so that people. Now, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter at all, not in the least. But I need for people to understand that Donald Trump showed you where you really live. You get what I'm saying? Because we were all walking around in a sleep, like. But when Donald Trump got in there, he exposed every bigot, every, you know what, states are racist, you know now. You ain't sitting back everything is peachy key and okay. Now you know that we ain't that far
right.
from slavery. We ain't that far from that mentality back in, you know, we like
right.
to just associate
right.
it with 200 years ago and all of that. Baby, that's right now.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. And people and us as blacks need to understand we need to do more of supporting each other than tearing each other down, because you got guys out here with great ideas as far as fitness. I mean, not fitness, as far as businesses, as far as getting something started. But as soon as you go talk to another brother, he's like, man, that ain't going to work. Man, you need to sit down somewhere, man. But the person that you're talking to or telling that to, 9 times 10, he don't have a job. But he's probably sitting out here on the corner drinking every morning about 5 as soon as the stove, and he's first thing in the dough, man, it can't count his change in the cash register. You're already in there buying a beer. So you need to educate yourself. Blacks need to start educating themselves and start dealing with a lot more people that are about making something happen instead of around people that's not making stuff happen.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And you said it right.
There's a lot of that around here. You got a lot of these guys that ain't trying to do nothing for themselves, but it's quick for them. It's easy for them to say, oh, man, you ain't going to do nothing. Oh, man, don't worry about that. You ain't trying to do nothing. No. So it's better that you stop listening to them and go and do something for yourself. Because the longer you sit back and listen to that clown or that person say, hey, you ain't going to be able to do it, man, there's a white world, this and that. That's why that's a problem. We need to start uplifting brothers, make them move forward instead of telling them what they can't do. Because
yeah.
I know I ran into a guy in Texas, he wanted to drive trucks, but his driving record was preventing him from driving trucks, because if you got a bad driving record, they don't really want you in trucks. But he was like, well, I can't do that. I said, how come you can't? He was like, because they ain't going to let me. I said, see, that's the problem. You're allowing them to stop you behind one obstacle, and that obstacle is there to prevent you from succeeding. I said, now, if you go out here and purchase you a truck,
and put that truck on the street, all you gotta do is make the truck pay for itself. You might not make no money within the first year or so, but you make the truck pay for itself. Every delivery it makes, all the money that the truck does make, you put it back into the truck until the truck is paid off. Now you own this truck and all the money comes
come
to
on.
You. I told him don't allow one situation. That's right. Don't allow one situation to prevent you from doing what you want to do. You ain't got to drive the truck to be a truck driver, to own the truck. It's your truck. Then now, once you own that truck, you're going to get you another truck. Now you got two trucks. You got one you got to pay for, one that's money coming in, the one that you got to pay for, you make it pay for itself. Or use the truck that's making the money to help pay for that truck. Now you got two trucks. Now you're starting your fleet.
Yeah.
Now you get you some guys that want to drive and make your money. But, you know, we have to start uplifting brothers and to do these things to succeed in life.
Yeah, I had to tell you, and you're so right, because I had to tell a young man, he came out there with the same mindset. Oh, they ain't going to let me do nothing. The man. I'm like, listen, first of all, the man didn't put you in jail, you put yourself in jail. Let's start there. Take responsibility. Second, you know, you're set up perfectly for entrepreneurship, okay?
Right.
Find out what it is you can do, and let's get it done. You know, I ain't really one with the excuses with people. You know, I know who to handle with kid gloves, and I know who to just bust out Mike Tyson on them. You know, hey, get up, get yourself together. You know, ain't nobody got time for no pity party. You need to make some money. Your fees are coming up. You get what I'm saying? Ain't no time
right,
to sit
right.
around. Get you a lawnmower. You don't have somebody invest
right.
in you a lawnmower. You can't get nobody invest in you a lawnmower. Get you a bucket. Come on, old trash can. Get you some dish detergent and a couple of towels and go wash some cars. Okay, wash cars until you can. Right, wash cars or whatever till you can get till you get enough money for that lawnmower. Now you're rolling with the lawnmower. You get what I'm saying?
All the time.
You gotta put the excuses to the side and really,
right?
And really get busy with, you know, just
right.
Throw
right.
yourself out there and get busy with. Find out what your gift is, what your skills are, because you know me, right? You know, I only listen. Every gift I have, I use it. Like I tell them, I'm gonna wear this life out. Every gift I have, I'm gonna use it. So when God call me home, he say, "Hey, you did that."
Yeah,
I'm gonna say,
"Well done."
Well done.
Now
just a stamp it.
Well, Queenie. I'm glad. I wanted to have you on the show so people can understand and know what you got going on out there and what you've done. Now, if somebody want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Well, they can always email me at mygospelsoul@live.com. mygospelsoul@live.com. Or live. It's the same word. .com. Or you can just, you can call me. Text me at 832-992-9649. Boom.
All the time. Well, Queenie, that's all the time we got for today. I wanted to bring you on, let everybody know what you had going on, and just reach out and let you know that I appreciate what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? And people should understand that they should not, if somebody do something for you, you should thank them for that and don't just take advantage of that, you know what I'm saying? Contribute to the cause.
Right.
Because
that's
if
right.
it weren't for that person, you'd still be sitting back doing nothing with yourself or, you know, saying you might be going a different route, but then somebody puts you in a position to where you can excel. And a person should always congratulate or tell that person that thank them, you know, thank them for doing what they're doing because I thank you for putting me on the show. And, you know, anybody listening to the show, you know, I got to listen to Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray. It says, conducting an interview with the CEO and founder, Denise Queenie Daniels, about My Gospel Soul. So thank y'all for joining me today, and thank you, Queenie, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you for being on the network.
All the time. All right. And Fitness Evolution with Trainer Ray, we're out.